Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. I'm Dan Small. Today we'll look at how the Dex Finger Light can help ice fishermen, hear about a fishing club for women, and a youth turkey calling contest at the Milwaukee Sports Show. All that and more, including this week's giveaway, coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named best personal injury law firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupie.com. And all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Jeff Kelm joins me from his home in Wisconsin Rapids. Well, Jeff, we've had some weird weather lately. Have you done any fishing or hunting?
I have not, Dan. It's been back and forth and back and forth. It's everything I can do just to make sure my driveway doesn't turn into an ice rink. But, I haven't had a chance to really get out. Of course, the days that I want to get out, weather's unfavorable, but I have been planning for spring. I've been doing, some looking around at some of the state and county tree sales that are going on, which, I'm not sure if everybody understands or knows about. At least a quarter of the counties in the state of Wisconsin have their own tree sales that you can look up online. And of course, the state of Wisconsin has tree sales, as well. And each one of them has different, kind of rules as far as what the trees are really for and things like that. The state's a little bit more strict as far as how you're utilizing the trees that you order from them, or how you're supposed to at least. And then a lot of the county tree sales, they've got everything from decorative plants, you know, wildlife plants, a lot of stuff that's, you know, of course, native to the area, and things that perhaps were lacking in the area and able to improve not only your wildlife habitat, but oftentimes your yard.
Yeah, and I understand you've been doing some planning for planting, because you've got a little more acreage now than you had at your former home just down the road. The DNR has, I think if folks just go to the DNR website and type in tree planting, you'll find all kinds of information, including how you can order and what to do once you get them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it's a great resource to utilize. Obviously, we have a lot of fantastic nurseries in the state of Wisconsin as well that folks can visit and pick up trees. And I do think that those resources, oftentimes the county sales, that money's going for fundraising efforts. So you've got some other private, fundraisers and stuff like that that utilize tree sales and things too. What I found actually, Dan, was, things like, tree twos, protectors for the trees, things like that. The pricing, through the tree sales sometimes is even better than what you can get online and in some of the bulk nurseries and things like that. So certainly worth at least looking into if it's something you're doing. And obviously I highly recommend protecting any of your investment that you plant in the ground. So protectors are a great way if you're not going to, you know, fully fence things.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Those tree tubes will keep the rabbits and the deer and the mice to a certain extent if you can get them low enough to the ground.
Sure.
Because I've seen and I've done TV shows with folks like Doug Duren, who had planted oaks and pines. And as I remember, something like 25 or more years ago, we were looking at an oak that every year the deer had chewed back down to the ground. And I talked to him recently when I was hunting with him, and he said, yeah, that tree eventually died. It got shaded out by the pines that grew there, and the deer just kept limiting it its growth every year. So
sure.
What are you planting now, or what are you planning to plant?
Yeah, so what I've got coming, I've got some white pines. Funny enough, I live in pine country, but I want some pines in some very specific places. I've got some Norway pines coming. I've got a few sugar maples coming. Of course, you know, I probably won't get a chance to tap those sugar maples, but perhaps my kids or the next generation may get a chance to tap those trees.
Sure.
But we've got we've got a number of other smaller wildlife plants that are not only being planted here but over at my dad's place. So I've got some red dogwood, some hybrid willows, and hybrid poplars that we're going to be planting on his acreage as well to just try to enhance that wildlife opportunity there.
Yeah, and the DNR website, again, has all kinds of information, whether you're planting for reforestation or designing a property or planting for wildlife habitat, as Jeff is there. So, yeah, that's great. And every county or many counties have these sales as well, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't say every county. I didn't find that every county did, but many of the counties in the certainly southern half of Wisconsin, I noticed, you've got some Sheboygan County for sure has one. I know Dane, Monroe, those all have some. Really easy to look it up. I found all of it just by looking at county Wisconsin tree sales. As simple as Googling that, and I was able to find a number of them.
Very good. Well, while you are going through your planting plans, I'm going to be rabbit hunting this weekend, even though it's going to be really cold, with Fred Nickel, and he's got a new beagle, Rufus. We'll be hunting somewhere in Manitowoc County, I think, and that's after my seminar at the All Canada Show in Milwaukee. And folks, this is free fishing weekend. You can fish any waters of the state without a license. Of course, all other regs apply, so check the fishing regulations booklet before you go. And there are free fishing and ice fishing clinics around the state. Check the DNR website events calendar for that. And next Saturday, the 24th, I'll be at the All Canada Show in Green Bay with a seminar on 75 years of adventures in Canada, and that seminar starts at noon. This week's giveaway is a Dex finger light and carrying case. It's worth about $60, folks, to enter the drawing. We've only got one to give away. Call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Well, coming up, speaking of Dex Fingerlight, co-founder Tom Mitchell is going to talk about the Fingerlight, and Captain Barb Carey will join us as well. She does a lot of ice fishing, and she loves the Fingerlight, as you will hear. And Wisconsin Turkey Commander Lauren Voss and I will talk about the first ever Milwaukee Sports Show Youth Turkey Calling Contest, a great opportunity for kids with some cool prizes. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society, toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to prohearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Sun, 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 fun, fun, fun. Sun, 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 every kind of boat under the sun.
That boat show music is back, and so is Wisconsin's largest boat show. Everything from family runabouts, ski and surf boats, fishing boats, pontoons, and more Great Lakes cruisers and motor yachts. Get that boat and get that deal. Shop for skis, boards, and tubes at the Tubers Truckload Sale. Check MilwaukeeBoatShow.com. January 16th through 25th, State Fair Park. Closed Monday and Tuesday.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show is coming up in March. It'll run the 6th through the 8th of March, Friday through Sunday, at State Fair Park, as always. And we will be talking more about the sports show in the weeks ahead, but we want to talk about one special event, a new event at this year's sports show, a turkey calling contest for kids. And joining me to talk about this is my good friend, the one, the only Wisconsin turkey commander, Lauren Voss. Commander Voss, how are you today?
Thanks for calling me, Dan. Yeah, it'd be fun to talk about the new turkey calling contest that we're both part of with Paul Smith from the Journal Sentinel.
Yeah, the three of us are going to be judges. And for people who have never witnessed a turkey calling contest, how do they work usually?
Well, basically, we, the judges, are going to be behind a curtain or some area that we can't actually see the callers. We can only hear them.
And so we're judging the sound. We're not judging by anything else.
Right. Yeah. There are calling contests that I've seen where the guys run and do a lot of stuff, but this is our first one and we're just going to do the basics.
Yeah. Okay. And there are two divisions, right? 12 and under and 13 to 17.
Yes. Two divisions. And each division has a pretty nice prize package, too.
It sounds like it. Yeah, what are the prizes?
Our good friends at Mossberg gave us two 20-gauge youth turkey guns, one for each division.
Wow.
The National Wild Turkey Federation gave us six high-end box calls, so the first three places will get that. Plus, the Journal Sentinel has actually got dollar values on three places, and the Turkey Federation again supplied us with a bunch of turkey hats, and the Journal Sentinel is giving t-shirts. Nice package.
Yeah, so every entrant will have a t-shirt, and then the winner.
And a hat.
Oh, okay. So all you have to do is enter and you get a t-shirt and a hat. The cash prizes sound pretty good. The senior division, if we can call it that, first place $125, $75 for second, $50 for third. And the junior division, 12 and under, $75, $50, and $25. That's not bad for a kid to walk away with that. And the top winners will get the Mossberg turkey guns. That's really cool.
Yeah, those are nice guns. My grandson used one, and they're really good guns.
Now, you have one of those, don't you, in 28-gauge, though?
Mine is in 28-gauge, yeah. I had an 89-year-old Marine vet got a turkey with that gun.
That's right, and Paul Smith wrote about that hunt in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Yeah, his buddy of mine, he actually came on the hunt, and he was our, let's call him, videographer and picture taker, so great job he did.
Yeah, and in fact, that story took first place in the Outdoor Writers Association of America competition last summer, and a story that I wrote about my turkey hunt actually came in second. So Paul beat me out with that great story of that hunt.
Beat the great Dan Small. Wow. That's a badge.
He has done that a number of times, I'll be honest with you. Tell us about these turkey guns. What are they like?
Well, they have a pistol grip type stock. I use that for virtually all my guns. My deer rifle, my muzzleloader, my turkey guns. I just like the pistol grip thumb hole stock, and it just gives you a better hold on the gun. Your arm is straighter. I just love it. I've been using the red dot for my sight and that type of gun now forever. I think my Montsburg 3.5, which is the 800 series, I think that gun's over 100 turkeys with that gun alone.
Wow, yeah. Now, these are 20-gauge guns, and they are camouflaged as well, aren't they?
Right, they're camouflaged. Plus, it has the extensions to extend the stock out to different lengths. A 9-year-old could win and could use it actually into adulthood.
Yeah, so the gun can grow with the hunter.
Yes.
Okay, and I suppose they have choke tubes.
Yes, they do. It comes with the turkey choke in it. Mossberg has chokes that you can buy any place for those guns.
Yeah, and people who haven't done a lot of turkey hunting sometimes wonder about 20 or 28 gauge. And I shot a turkey with a 28 gauge last spring. And now that many of us are using this tungsten super shot, it is deadly out to greater ranges, and it's really effective, isn't it?
Yes, and you actually use a smaller size shot. Myself, I use a number 5 shot, but the new TSS tungsten loads, some of them are 7.5 and 9 shot.
Yeah.
It's crazy the pattern that you get with those. I go from 410, 28 gauge, 20 gauge, and then 12 gauge up to 3.5 inch 12 gauge. I've used them all, and I have seen only one bird with the 410 go down, but it hardly flopped when it got hit. It was probably 30 yards.
That tungsten super shot is pretty effective. I shot mine at 35 or 40 yards with, I think it was 9s. I'd have to go back and look. The shot is not cheap, but you don't shoot as many shells. You don't need as many. Well, let's get back to the contest. So how are we going to judge this? What are we looking for?
Well, this is our first calling contest. So I think we're just going to look for how the call is. We're not going to be gauging, can you do this one and can you do that one and all that. We'll tell the person calling they can do their best call, and the three of us will have a sheet and we'll judge it, and whoever gets the most points wins the contest.
Fantastic. They can enter online at the sports show website. If it's not posted yet, it will be very soon, right?
Yes, and there's two divisions.
12 and under?
Yes.
And 13 to 17. So, folks, if you've got a 5-year-old who can make turkey sounds, hey, he could enter this contest.
Yeah, you can. The only thing that they've done is our kids and grandkids can't get in because we're the judges.
Right, and you've got several grandkids who would fit into that category. I don't, and my son is over 50, so that's not an issue. So we will be impartial judges, and especially so because we'll be behind the curtain and we won't even see who's calling.
Yeah, we won't even know who's out in front of us. We should know what division we're in, though.
Yeah. We have some details to work out on this, but this contest will take place on Sunday, March 8th, and right now it's scheduled for 1:30 on the outdoor stage at the sports show. And as I mentioned, you'll be able to sign up for it soon online. And that website is jssportsshow.com. Well, Lauren, thanks so much for joining me. And I look forward to working with you on this first annual, we hope it repeats next year, turkey calling contest at the Milwaukee Sports Show.
Yes, and if people have questions, of course, you know, I'm in the booth with you. They could come and ask us questions too Friday and Saturday. You know, we'll be in the booth, so.
That's true. We will be in the Outdoor Wisconsin and Wisconsin Turkey Commander and Outdoors Radio combination booth there where the fly tires and the laser shooting gallery is. It's easy to find there at the sports show.
Yeah.
Well, Lauren, thanks a lot. We will see you soon.
Thank you.
Folks, that was Lauren Voss. He is known as the Wisconsin Turkey Commander, and we're talking about the first annual Youth Turkey Calling Contest at this year's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show on March 8th. That show runs from Friday through Sunday, the 6th through the 8th, and you can learn more online at jssportsshow.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
You're listening to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Our newest sponsor, Dex Finger Light, is a compact light with a patented ring that expands or contracts as needed to fit any finger. It puts light where you need it, and it keeps your hands free to do just about anything in the dark or wherever you need a bit of light. And we've talked about how finger light can help when you're deer hunting. That was a couple months ago. Climbing into your stand, navigating trails, or like me, picking up something you dropped in the dark. I seem to do that all the time. And I've had one since last fall. It's in my pocket now, and I keep finding new uses for it. And we're giving one away this week, and we'll tell you how to enter that drawing later in the show. Fingerlight is also offering an exclusive 15% discount to our listeners at fingerlight.com. You just use the promo code DanSmall15, all lowercase, DanSmall15, to get that discount. And joining me now from Chesterfield, Missouri, is Tom Mitchell, founder with his sons of Wild M Brands, the manufacturer of Dex Fingerlight. Tom, welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network, and thanks for joining us again.
It's really great to be here, Dan. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad to have you back. And also joining us from Oxford, Wisconsin, is Captain Barb Carey. She is a U.S. Coast Guard certified captain and a licensed Wisconsin fishing guide. She's the founder and president of Wisconsin Women Fish and Women on Ice. And for more than 20 years, she has produced fishing events for women. She's a member of the Clam Outdoors Ice Team, a pro staffer for Vexilar, St. Croix Rods, Offshore Tackle, Crestliner, my boat company, and Mercury Marine, my marine sponsor. And she's also an award-winning outdoor writer and radio host and a fellow member of the Association of Great Lakes Outdoor Writers. I've known Barb for many years. She was the keynote speaker at last year's Wisconsin Governor's Fishing Opener in Rice Lake, where she received a certificate of commendation from Governor Tony Evers for her contributions to Wisconsin's sporting heritage. She's dedicated her career to breaking down barriers and building a more welcoming community for anglers of all backgrounds. And you can find her on the web at wiwomenfish.com and on Facebook at wiwomenfish. And Captain Barb Carey. Well, Captain Barb, welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network, and thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I can't believe it's been this long, and it's my first time on the show.
Yeah, you had to say that, didn't you? I can count on you for pointing out reality, okay? So welcome to the show. And yes, I've known you for, well, you were busy too. You had your own radio show.
Oh, I know. We're both so busy, you know, Tom mentioned briefly, you know, it's just like, God, there's so much going on and time flies so fast. And I'm really happy to be here and thanks for having me, Dan.
Well, you're quite welcome. And I was at the Governor's Fishing Opener in Rice Lake when you got that award, and I must say it was well-deserved, and your keynote address was downright inspirational. You know, I recorded it on my phone, and I listened to it again today, and among other things, you talked about taking action and being prepared, and we'll get into that a little later, but, you know, having a finger light is one way to be prepared. Now, Tom, you and I met at the Great Lakes Outdoor Writers Conference in Eau Claire, and you gave me one of those finger lights. You know, listeners are probably tired of me saying how handy it is. I carry it in my pocket. I use it every single day. And for people who missed our first conversation, tell us how it came about and how it works.
Yeah, I mean, it was great meeting you there, of course, and doing our collaboration with Hunting last fall. And I had no idea, Barb, that you had a resume like that. I had to take notes. I ran out of paper. So thank you for your service with the U.S. Coast Guard. I had no idea you were a captain with the Coast Guard. But, yeah, then Barb and I, we have never met face-to-face. We've talked on the phone many times, and I sent Barb a light to try. She loved it. She ended up buying, I think, a couple on Amazon, and then she had her daughter buy one. I think I sent one to her daughter. Look, it's a grind, e-commerce, launching a new product, and I've been in the medical device business for 30 years, And then my sons and I, my middle son, Ben, was in the U.S. Marine Corps as an officer. I'm a selfish dad. I wanted him home with his brothers and their wives and our grandchildren.
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi. Hoorah. So, you know, I saw this product, believe it or not, on LinkedIn. I did not invent it. But when I saw the product on LinkedIn, it was invented for surgery. And I'm like, man, that would really solve my problem as a hunter, fisherman, conservationist, because I don't like wearing headlamps. Now, I'll wear headlamps on occasion, but, you know, headlamps are bulky. They're really uncomfortable. Sometimes they give me a headache. They draw bugs to my face. They get bugs in my mouth in the summer. They blind my friends if I look at them. I thought this is perfect because I can wear it on any finger, any thumb, and it's fast and easy. So we got the prototype from the inventor, a surgeon. He made a prototype. He had one patent. So we licensed the patent worldwide in perpetuity. And my sons and I developed, quite frankly, I won't say it on radio, but a kick blank device. And the reason we know it's kick blank device is the customers who buy it love it. And they call us and they email us and they leave reviews. They're like, this is much better than I thought it would be. And that's great to hear, but it also means we're not communicating that very well in our marketing. So we're getting better at that. And as a result of us kind of adjusting our message to the outdoors community, as well as aviators, by the way, the aviation community is really going crazy over it because they have actually used finger lights in the past in the cockpits. We were ranked number one best new hot release on Amazon right away in April and May last year. And we're ranking one of the top Shopify e-commerce sites already. Not in sales, I wish. You had to sell a lot of finger lights to make money, but we're ranking high in other metrics. Things like conversion rate, you know, how many people come to our website and actually buy the product. And that tells us that we're communicating with our audience. And what they like about it, from what they tell us, is it's rechargeable. It's got three light modes. It's really bright if you need it to be bright. And then it's got a low setting and a green light setting. But more than anything, they love how durable it is. This ring we developed, this we call Griptonite TPU ring, this ring will open and close around any finger, any thumb, any position, really any size finger. And of all the lights we've sold, I think we're up to about 3,800 units sold. We've only had two return because they didn't fit right. That's a pretty good metric. It's waterproof, IPX7 rated waterproof. Literally, my wife just put one through the washer the other day, and I filmed her taking it out. Mm-hmm. It still worked. Mm-hmm. We've had several customers putting through their washing machine cycles because, you know, you put it in your pocket, and they still work. It's freeze-proof. We have frozen them and chiseled them out of ice. It ships in the box with the charging cable. Like I said, it's rechargeable. USB-C charger. It's got up to 2.5 hours continuous runtime. You can buy a carrying case separately or part of a bundle. And so that's kind of the story, you know, and I'm having fun doing this. You know, I'm 61 years old now. Like you, Dan, I could probably retire, but then what will we do? Just fish all day? I mean,
yeah, right.
We can't all be Barb, right? No, I'm just kidding, Barb. It's fun. And here's why it's fun for me. We are a family founded business. That's one. Two, it gives me something to do. But three, you know, I like making a difference, and honestly, the difference is customer service. I really practice extreme customer service. We reply quickly to email inquiries. We take care of our customers beyond what most companies would do, I will tell you that. It's at fingerlight.com. I don't want to take up too much airtime here, but thank you for having me on. Barb, I guess she's been using it. Dan, you've used it. I'd love to hear your feedback.
Yeah, well, you know I've been using it. You know, I have got at a deer with it and gotten blood all over it. I've dropped it in the water. Not dropped it through a hole in the ice yet, and I hope Barb hasn't done that. But I mentioned Barb is a Coast Guard certified captain. That doesn't mean you're an officer in the Coast Guard, does it? It means you have a captain's license to run a boat and have passengers, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Yep.
You were a police officer.
Yep, I'm retired from Madison Police Department, so yep. I have a lot of experience in law enforcement, but now I just get to take women fishing.
Yeah, and you do that all the time. And, you know, we have been having a good chat, but it's time for a break here. I've got to take a break. Will you both stay with us for a little bit?
Sure thing.
Of course.
All right. I'm talking with Tom Mitchell, co-founder of Finger Light, and Captain Barb Carey of Wisconsin Women Fish. We'll be right back with more after this. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
The All Canada Show.
The All Canada Show is here, the largest gathering of Canadian fishing and hunting lodges in the country. Meet the lodge owners. Enjoy new seminar speakers. Register to win an amazing Canadian adventure. Grab a shore lunch. Kids get in free. And everyone gets a collector's daredevil lure opening night. Choose to visit the Milwaukee or Green Bay show locations. Free parking. Details and discount tickets at allcanada.com.
The All Canada Show.
Want a compact fishing light that does not strap to your head? Meet Dex Fingerlight at Fingerlight.com. Fingerlight's patented Griptonite ring fits any finger, keeping your hands free to handle fishing gear, ignite a glow worm, or tinker at home. There are three light modes, and it's durable, waterproof, and rechargeable. Developed by a father and son Missouri team, Dex Fingerlight is faster and easier than a headlamp. Use discount code DanSmall15 now for 15% off on any order at Fingerlight.com.
Sun, 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 fun, 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 sun, sun, sun,
every kind of boat under the sun.
That boat show music is back, and so is Wisconsin's largest boat show. Everything from family runabouts, ski and surf boats, fishing boats, pontoons, and more Great Lakes cruisers and motor yachts. Get that boat and get that deal. Shop for skis, boards, and tubes at the Tubers Truckload Sale. Check MilwaukeeBoatShow.com. January 16th through 25th, State Fair Park. Closed Monday and Tuesday.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. I'm talking with Tom Mitchell, co-founder of Fingerlight. And Dex Fingerlight is one of our new sponsors, and we are giving away a Fingerlight. We'll tell you again later in the show how you can get in on that drawing. They also have a 15% discount to listeners who want to buy one or more. And believe me, when you have one, you're going to wish you had two. You can give them away to friends. They made great stocking stuffers. I'm sure Tom sold a lot of them during the Christmas season. But anyway, their website is Fingerlight.com, and the discount code is DanSmall15 at checkout there. And Barb Carey, Captain Barb Carey, is with us also. She's a Coast Guard certified boat captain in Wisconsin, and I guess nationwide once you're certified, and a licensed Wisconsin fishing guide, founder and president of Wisconsin Women Fish. And she's actually been fishing this morning as we talk. Barb, where are you fishing today?
Well, I finally got back to Oxford. We were up in the UP and we were fighting big slush pockets. So we came back down here and now we're in 46 degree temperatures with big winds and deteriorating ice conditions.
Yeah, and speak a little bit about ice conditions. People who don't know much about ice fishing think when it gets this warm, and we're recording this in the middle of the week, so by the weekend when this airs, everybody's going to say, what deteriorating ice conditions? You can still fish with a little slush on the ice. It doesn't hurt the ice itself, does it?
No, not at all. The slush is actually all gone, like down here now. We got just pooling water going back into the holes and standing water and the waves blowing water across the top of the surface. Up north, it was really hard to fish because there was like 8 inches of slush. So that was a nightmare.
Wow. Well, now let's get back to the Fingerlight. You've been using it for a while. What are your thoughts?
Well, I first talked to Tom. I said, yeah, I'll give it a try, you know, and people send me stuff to try a lot. And I didn't think too much about it. Well, then I started using it. I first got it around bow hunting season this fall. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you talk about different uses like hunting or fishing or whatever. But for me, it's my personal light.
Yeah.
The gals in the club kind of laugh at me because whenever I have my finger light out, I say, I love this little finger light, you know?
Yeah.
And I find that I have one in the house for me. So I have one at my bedside at night if I have to get up during the night to let the dog out or whatever. And I use it for all those little things every day, repeatedly.
Yes.
And then I have another one either in my hunting or fishing gear, specifically for when I'm doing those tasks. And I don't know how many times I've pulled that thing out, and I just say to myself, I say out loud, I love this finger light. My friends are almost joking about it with me. Like, yeah, we know you love the finger light.
Yeah.
That's all you talk about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Well, Tom, you hear that from other users, don't you? And not just users you've given one to, because, you know, yeah, you're a sponsor of my show and you gave one to Barb, but she's bought some too. You hear it from other people who are actually buying the unit.
Yeah, Barb, I don't remember. Maybe you bought one first. I don't remember, but yeah. Look, I mean, we have influencers and people we work with and we say, hey, try our product. That's the normal thing in a product launch. Try our product. Tell us what you think. But the enthusiasm they give us, but it's with paying customers too. And we see it on social media. They call us. They send us emails. I don't want to keep going here, but it's really endless as far as the enthusiasm people have. I'll give you two examples. One is we have a social media influencer. He's never done product posts before. Loves it so much. He kept posting about it. He's a helicopter pilot.
Uh-huh.
He kept posting and posting and posting. So I called this guy. I go, hey, man, what do you like about it? He's like, it's great. He gave me all the reasons what he liked about it. Primarily, it's just faster and easier than a headlamp. And then he ended up buying 50 units with carrying cases to give away to his colleagues and friends for Christmas. We've had customers who buy one and they locally, they come to our warehouse and buy two cases to give away.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not an inexpensive device. Depending on where you buy it, it's between $40 and $50 for the light, but it's high quality. We give it a lifetime guarantee. But yeah, we get that enthusiasm a lot. And the other example is out of nowhere, I get an email from a customer in New York City, a Wall Street Journal reporter who bought two for him and his wife to take care of their twin babies instead of using their cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new category product. I think Barb hit it on the head here. It is your personal light apparatus. It's really the true first light that is innovative, invented to be worn since Thomas Edison invented the headlamp. You know when he invented that?
No.
1915, when you weren't even around, Dan.
Even I, yes. And a year before my dad was born, so wow, that's way back. Well,
yeah. Well, your dad, 91 years old, I guess.
And well, so. No, he'd be 100 and something, but he's long gone. But Tom,
I didn't major in math.
Yeah. 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 We will be selling the finger light at the Milwaukee Sports Show, I think. We haven't worked out the details yet, so people can see it up close and personal, as it were, there. Two comments about the Wall Street Journal reporter. I'll bet you get a review in the journal, and if you do, you better have a warehouse full of stuff. And the second comment is them using it for keeping an eye on babies at night means that they're not exposing those kids to cell phone radiation, which is a big thing that we won't go into here. But Barb, now you've been using it, as I have, for virtually everything, but how is it useful in ice fishing?
Well, the big thing is, you know, the little handy carrying case with the clip on it, I can clip it right onto my jacket pocket.
Yep.
So it's always there. I mean, you know, and those ice fishing tubs are black. You got it down to be sight fishing at night. You can't see anything in those tubs. So I just take the light out. I can find what I'm looking for. We're always packing up after dark, you know, and it's just something you can have on your finger. And it gives just the right amount of light. You can set it for what you want, you know, whether we're looking for something in the trailer or putting tie ratchet straps down underneath the ATV. I just find it so handy. And, you know, there's some applications that maybe a headlamp would be the ideal thing for if you have it on you.
Right, right.
How many times do you not have it on you or it's not charged or you're not carrying it or whatever? So this little thing is so easy to carry with you. And since it's rechargeable, I can just top it off in the car on my way to the lake or something like that. And it's just always ready to go.
Yep.
I'm hard on stuff. I play hard, I work hard, and my stuff gets tossed around and beat up. And this thing has never missed a beat.
Yeah.
So I'm impressed, and I hope it's a successful venture for you, Tom, because I can't say enough good things about it.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Barb, before we let you go, before we let both of you go, tell us briefly about Wisconsin Women Fish. You've got members in many states. It's not just Wisconsin members. And what do you do? Do you have some events coming up?
Yeah, we have a full slate, and we've been around doing this for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our original people that were involved with us from the very beginning are still with us. To see the evolution in the skill level of women anglers over this last 20 years has been remarkable. When we started out, nobody had a boat. Now we have gals trolling for salmon on Green Bay, off the coast there in Door County, big event walleye fishing. They're all over the place. They have everything from kayaks to big boats, and there's several captains and guides, and the skill level has just been amazing. So we offer some trips that are more advanced. This winter, we're going to Lake Superior to ice fish. Mm-hmm. We're going up into the UP to ice fish. And then we're having some beginning or guided events for those that don't quite have the skill level where they need to be. Maybe they don't have their own ionized transportation. So we kind of provide something for every level. And the wonderful thing we all know about fishing, it doesn't matter how much you know, there's always more to learn, and you can just kind of jump in at the sport no matter where you are.
Yep, absolutely. Now, you will be speaking at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo next month.
I'm actually not speaking, but we will have a booth in the main lobby for Wisconsin Women Fish, and there's nothing more fun, if you're not fishing, then talking about fishing. We're right in the main lobby, so people walk by us all day long. We get to talk to so many anglers, both male and female, from all over. And it's so fun sharing information and getting information on some of the new products and some of the new destinations to check out. Destination fishing is a whole huge arena now, more so than it ever has been. Talking to people about fishing is just so awesome there.
Absolutely. Well, we've got to wrap this up, so I want to thank both of you for joining me this week. Barb, thank you so much for sharing your insights on Fingerlight and telling us a little bit about Wisconsin Women Fish. I wish you good luck as you get back out there on the ice today and for the rest of the season.
Thank you so much, Dan. Thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome, and I look forward to seeing you at the Governor's Fishing Opener again this year.
Thank you. I'll be there.
All right. And Tom, thank you for joining us once again, and thanks for being a sponsor of Outdoors Radio and for the finger light that we'll be giving away.
Honestly, I mean this. It's been an honor, Dan. I hear great things about you. I hear great things about Barb. And although I'm having fun telling people about finger light, I would still rather be ice fishing.
Yeah.
Come on up. We'll take you.
Yeah, Barb will take you.
Okay. That was my hit. Good job, Barb. I bit. You bit on that one. I got her on the hook.
You're funny.
We're going to end this love fest here. Thank you both. And, folks, that was Tom Mitchell of Fingerlight. His website is fingerlight.com. And Captain Barb Carey of Wisconsin Women Fish. Find her on Facebook at Wisconsin Women Fish and on the web at wiwomenfish.com. I think I'm still Dan Small. Thanks for joining us. More Outdoors Radio right after this. Want a compact fishing light that does not strap to your head? Meet Dex Fingerlight at fingerlight.com. Fingerlight's patented Griptonite ring fits any finger, keeping your hands free to handle fishing gear, ignite a glow worm, or tinker at home. There are three light modes, and it's durable, waterproof, and rechargeable. Developed by a father and son Missouri team, Dex Fingerlight is faster and easier than a headlamp. Use discount code DanSmall15 now for 15% off on any order at fingerlight.com.
The All Canada Show.
The All Canada Show is here. The largest gathering of Canadian fishing and hunting lodges in the country. Meet the lodge owners. Enjoy new seminar speakers. Register to win an amazing Canadian adventure. Grab a shore lunch. Kids get in free. And everyone gets a collector's daredevil lure opening night. Choose to visit the Milwaukee or Green Bay show locations. Free parking. Details and discount tickets at allcanada.com.
The All Canada Show.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Crestliner Boats at crestliner.com, and by Mercury Marine at mercurymarine.com. See the latest Crestliner Boats and Mercury Outboards at Cedar Lake Sales in West Bend. Crestliner and Thunderjet have announced rebates of up to $7,500 for 2026, and Mercury Marine is offering 7 years of factory-backed coverage on qualifying outboards. This offer ends on March 31st, so ask Cedar Lake Sales about it at the boat show. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay, profhearingcare.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special is archived on the YouTube channel at Deer Hunt Wisconsin.
And this radio program is online all the time. You can download it at lake-link.com. Go to the Outdoor Radio page there. Or you can go and visit outdoornews.com/podcasts and find us there as well. Dan's on social media as Dan Small Outdoors. You can find me at Hardwater Jeff.
As cold as it is, the bald eagles will still be looking for fish on open water below the dams on the Wisconsin and Mississippi rivers. And bald eagle watching days are this Saturday and Sunday at Prairie du Sac. All events are free and open to the public. For details, visit FairyBluffEagleCouncil.org. And if you are considering a resolution for the Wisconsin Conservation Congress, you can do that until February 9th. So check the DNR website. Keywords are spring hearings for details on how to submit a resolution. And the DNR is also seeking input on its 10-year beaver management plan through January 31st. You can comment online or at one of their two public meetings left, one at Milford Hills, and the other is a virtual session, Milford on the 21st of January, and a virtual session on January 28th. Details are on the DNR website. Keywords there are beaver management. Our partners at Mercury are giving away a fishing adventure, a trip for two to Ketchikan, Alaska, to fish with Mercury Pro Angler Rob Ensley. To enter, visit mercurymarine.com/enter now. The promotion ends on the 31st of March, so enter before you forget. And what else have we got this week's giveaway? A Dex Fingerlight and carrying case. It's worth $60, folks, worth entering. So to enter the drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. John Small's Lost in the Woods improv group is performing on January 30th at the Backstage in Bayfield. That's Friday night. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7. Tickets are $10 at the door. More info on Facebook at Lost in the Woods Improv. Our theme music is by our good friend Warren Nelson. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small, here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend, stay warm, but be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
When my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure. When the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be true.